Lessons from the late Parshas Re'eh. I didn't think of a cute title, but I promise you by the time I put it up, there'll be some cute title. Maybe by the end, we'll think of a cute title. Re'eh Anochi Nosen Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. I can't move past the first pasuk. All the Mefarshim love to jump on the fact that it says Re'eh, see, is in Lashon Yachid. Anochi Lashon Yachid, Yachid. The singular, no saying lifneichem, is everyone. So what exactly does this mean? What do we learn from this pasuk? So many mefarshim say so many different things. I apologize to the Or HaChaim and to the Sfarno and the Klei Yakar and the Baal Paturim. They all have great perushim. You can go read it if you have a little bit of time. Very, very kedai. Just one word in the Klei Yakar, beautiful. He says, Re'eh, Kim midubar biyachid liyachid lifneichem lifnei she'amu rabbi sayin azal kedushin daf mem amin beis liolam yidame adam ki ilu hayakola olam mechetze mi mechetze zichus viyavonos. This is it. The one thing that I can do, Re'eh, look, Anochi, this is for you. If you do this one good thing, it changes everything. Forget about the cloud. For yourself, one good mitzvah, one good thing that you do can change your fate. Good, but let's learn a little bit further. Two Purusha. One, from the Kutzke. Kutzke Rebbe says, Re'eh Anochi, the Pasuk says Re'eh. So why is it written in Lashon? Lashon singular. My kids speak like this sometimes. When they try to speak English, they mix it with the Hebrew. Lifneichem is in plural, says Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutz. There is a profound lesson here. The Torah is given collectively to all Jews. But the Re'eh is the individual level of each message that the Torah gives us. We all are the same. Because we hear things that the Torah tells us and we react differently to how we have to observe them. There are some people, unfortunately, lo aleinu, who understand the laws of Shabbos, but observe it in a certain way based on their interpretation or their lax interpretation, if you will, of that. Says the Kutzke Rebbe, this applies to all areas. A Rebbe, for example, speaks to a group of students or waiters, as the Kutzke Rebbe said. Now, in both situations, right, if he's giving a shir to his Talmidim or he's a Rav giving in the Mir Yeshiva, a shir, or a lecture, both situations, what he's giving over applies to everyone. Each individual receives his own personal message, though. Right? Every person listens to what the message is differently and says, wow, that was great Musar. I really hope my friend next to me hears it. It wasn't for me. It was for them. Don't we do that a lot? I love that story about, it's a video, right? The guy's going for a job interview in Tel Aviv. He's not a big believer. The video shows he's not wearing a yarmulke, and he's late for the interview. He can't find the spot in Tel Aviv, which Kedar Kabakodesh, right? Can't find the spot. Doesn't know what to do. He says, Rabbanu Sha'olam, we don't talk to you a lot. I'm sorry, but I really need it now. If I don't get a spot, I'm going to miss the job interview. I'm asking you, Hashem, please help me. Let me find the spot. If I find the spot, that's it. Tefillin every day. Whatever thing he says. And literally, that moment, in front of him, a car pulls out. And he looks in the car and he sees, of course, it's a Chabad guy waving at him. Ain message Godel Mazu. He looks up to God. He says, oh, forget it, God. I found the spot. I don't need you. Right? What's the point of the story that Chabad did this video? That we don't see Hashem in everything that we do. Says the Kutzke Rebbe, you can hear the same shir, the same vort, the same musar, Re'eh Anochi, for you. Rav David Feinstein, I think, says this much, much stronger. Rav David says that, again, the same question, how do we answer this? Moshe is saying Re'eh, he's saying it in the singular. Each individual is given brachas. Each individual is given the opposite as well. Right? I remember going to someone's house once. Very scary. This is how, you know, why we live in Eretz Yisrael. And he gave the brachas. He goes, here, I live right here. This is it. The brachas are right across. Look. Across, that's where the brachas are. You live in Eretz Yisrael, you can do that. You know, what do you guys say? Say, oh, that's hoppies over there. That's hot, you know. But yeah. But brachas says specifically where they were. Some would say mild sickness is really a bracha, since it warns us that we should examine our lifestyle. We've spoken about this before. Dear Rabbanu Shalom, you wake up in the morning and you stub your toe. So what do you say when you stub your toe? Hopefully nothing. You say, oh, sugar. And then you say, you know what? It's time to look at my ma'asim. Why did Hashem do that to me? He does everything for a reason. Most of us don't get it. So we continue on with our day. And now we're carrying, you know, all the heavy stuff back to the kitchen. And we slip and fall. Everything goes all over the place. The entire dining room laughs. Still don't get it. So then you get sick that day. But until you get the message. Some have a minor sickness and they get the message in right away. Anochi re'ei, anochi, Hashem's talking to me right now. Some have the same bracha of children, Baruch Hashem, who are doing well, who have wealth. People treat it differently. Some people are wealthy, they can't. They need more wealth, and more wealth. It's not enough. Re'ei is said by Moshe Rabbeinu in the singular. Why? Because it teaches us Hashem gives us personal bracha. Sometimes what we think is bracha is not bracha. Right? You have the guy who's going out with the girl. Oh, he's telling him everything's amazing. You know he's going to marry this girl. And all of a sudden she meets him one day and dumps him. And says, you're not for me. I'm sorry. You're not religious enough. I can't believe you're in campus. Sorry. Yeah? Whatever it is. And he's so mad at God. This is a klala, it's a klala, mamish. And wouldn't you know it, a few months later, he meets the real woman of his dreams. He says, I can't believe I was going out with that girl. This girl's really ice cold. All of a sudden, that klala was the bracha. And then it turns out, oh, she got married. And this wasn't, that girl, wow, didn't work out. And you know what? Maybe the other girl won't work out either. Maybe there'll be another. Says with David Feinstein, that's what the bracha is over here. That sometimes we don't know what bracha klala, we don't know which is it going to be. It's a personal message each of us. Some things look, oh my God, this is the worst situation ever. And out of the worst situation turns good. This is why Moshe uses the words re'ei. Because it's not only bracha, but we'll actually see that our brachas will be for good. Even if we don't agree. What do we say? What's the words Rav David ends by saying? That even though others don't agree, your bracha might be bracha. I'm sorry to say this. I don't want to scare you. But Rosh Chodesh is coming this Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Elul. My grandfather would tell me that in Europe, when they would announce Rosh Chodesh, even if it was early August, everybody would cry. Elul. Says Rav David Feinstein, why do we say Shana Tova Musuka? Says Rav David, the year is so sweet, even a child understands what Musuka means. Everybody understands what Matuka means. A good and sweet year. What does it mean? That it should be such a good year that even a child understands that. Right? He understands what the honey, they understand. What? Now that explains the re'ei anochi part, which is very nice. I wanted to just say one more thing based on the Sefer Charedim that I saw, that I thought was always very apropos as well in our discussion. Because if you notice, it says re'ei anochi, another singular. So the question is, why is that also in the singular? It says the Sefer Charedim. You know why that's also in the singular? That reminds us of the Anochi of Parshas Yisro, Parsina. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem spoke to each individual. That Anochi is also a special Anochi. That Anochi is talking to the individual. It's talking to each person. It seems like an Aseres HaDibros, but in fact, it's not just an Aseres HaDibros. It's something much, much more than that. It's for each person to take and to understand that Hashem is talking to us. Hashem is with us. I had the great chus this Shabbos of leaving camp. That's really all I have to say. But it was an inspiring Shabbos with some great Rabbanim that were there. Different shiurim. One very inspiring was Racheli Frankel, whose son, Rachmanel Litzlan, a few years ago was kidnapped, murdered. And you look how someone took the opposite of bracha and used it for bracha. How she inspires people. How she continues life of inspiring. It's truly unbelievable. Then I sat in a shiur of Rabbi Dr. Glatt, the rabbi of my shul I grew up in, the assistant rabbi of Young Ezra Widmer. And he gave a shiur on an awesome topic on lefties, the halachas of lefties. I happen to be a lefty. Apparently there's only 10% of lefties in the world. So I'm special. My mother always told me I was special. So he gave the different halachas. So this was a conference all of doctors. The famous Dr. Steinberg, where Dr. Steinberg was there. Amazing to be able to meet the Nishma. So it was amazing. So he says, okay, halacha l'maisa. What thing with lefties? Any lefties in the audience besides me? Anybody else a lefty? Well, there's your 10%. Great. So, quotes the famous halacha. I'm just giving you one insight. Simon Bet. Simon Beis of Orach Chaim says the Shulchan Aruch, Dalid, halacha Dalid, Yinal manal yamin tachila velo yikashenu. When you get up in the morning, you put your shoes on, you have to put on the right foot first. Put your right foot in. You don't have to shake it all about, says the Shulchan Aruch. Velo yikashenu. Ve'achakach yinal esmo yikashenu. Ve'yichsev yikshot yamin. So, there's a whole tumult in halacha. What about someone who's an iter yad? Someone who's a lefty. What's the halacha? Quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who wrote the book, the sefer, I should say, on, it's called Iter Yad. Right? Different halachas of what we follow. Not for now, but if you're a lefty, afterwards you can come up to me. We'll talk about what a person does, the machlekes. What's the point? So this guy raises the hand and he's like, Rabbi, come on. Does God really care? So the answer is yes. The Re'eh is I am your God. Anochi, the person who gave you an Har Sinai, I sell the Aseret Dibros to you personally. I give you personally brachas. I'm with you personally and I want everything that you do. I want you to be in front of me. I want you to see me. And that's something that we miss every single day of our lives. And so that everything we do, so that there's so much that should be part of our lives. So even when I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I do, God says, here, this is the way I want you to put your clothing on. You're not allowed to put two together at the same time. When I wash my hair, when I go to the shower, this is the way you're supposed to do it. At least something, I'm always thinking of Hashem. Because everything else I do, God knows if... So I was discussing this with Rabbi Glad afterwards. Difficult this is to talk to Talmidim sometimes. You know, in yeshiva, come on, Rabbi, you think God really cares? And that's what this man was saying. And he says, but that's not true, because doing mitzvahs at a rote, if you every day have to put my shoes on this way, I'm not thinking about God. He says, I don't think that's wrong. That's incorrect. I do. I think about Hashem. I gave him the famous word, I've said it many times, of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when we say, halichos are the ways. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, halichos is the ways of your life. Halichos, when you're walking, God, how are you walking? Do you put your right foot forward? When you finish Mon Esrei, do I think about what I'm doing when I'm about to leave the Rabbonu Shalom that I don't really want to leave, so I do it on the weaker foot? Oh. That's the idea over here, Rabbi Yisai. God is part of my life, and Hashem cares. Does he care about the specifics? I'm not saying that that's not the point, though. The point isn't the specifics. It's that you're always thinking of Hashem as part of your life, and I care. That's what this Anochi is.
Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We should imagine that Hashem is in front of you all the time. That Anochi, that first word of the Aseret HaDibros, the Seva Charedim says, Hashem's in front of me every step of the way. And if you recognize this in your life would be so different. If you guys actually understood that God is with you all the time, and everything that I do and the way that I do it, your life, forget about it. Your life would be totally different. And one day when you grow up and you go to the business world, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, I'm telling you, it's going to be really difficult because you're going to make decisions and there you don't know. Right now, I know what I'm doing right now, this is Ratzon Hashem. This is what Hashem wants of me. This is what Hashem wants of me. I get it. That's what Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants me to put my shoes on this way. I finally can do something that Hashem wants me to do. When I'm in the business world and I'm making a decision, I don't know. I'll ask a Rav maybe. Is this the right way? Is this the right decision? Is this seemingly a bracha or is this a klala? Is this klala really a bracha? That's the idea over here. And finally, we can't forget about lefnechem. Lefnechem is in the plural. So the question is, why is in the plural? So maybe it's in the plural because ki isha chad v'lev chad, on one hand, we said when the Torah was given, we were one nation, but lefnechem is we're part of a klal. And we have to serve Hashem based on the fact that we're not disturbing everyone in doing our Ratzon Hashem. And our Ratzon Hashem has to be something that is, that works together with the way the world works. That is not interfering with other people. Right? Imagine, you know, you guys said, you know what, we really want to do Motzi Shabbos. We want to do something really special. We're going to do a kumzitz. So you go outside with the guitar and the kumzitz. And this Nebuch, this little Nitzi kid comes out and goes, I can't sleep. Be quiet, go back in your bunk. That's not lefnechem. Ah, Anochi, I think I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. You're not doing Ratzon Hashem, you're waking everybody up. Hamaven Yav and other places on camp where they wake people up at crazy hours. You have to know that your Ratzon Hashem is lefnechem. It's what, not just the Rabbonu Shalom, but it's what the Rabbonu Shalom wants, because it's also helping the clock. It's doing the right thing. That's what's important. I'll end off with a funny story. I think it's funny, you probably won't laugh. It's my other jokes, you don't laugh. Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson is he doesn't know this yet, but he's one of my rabbeim who takes me up to Camp Masorah and back down to Camp Masorah. He's got great, great, great shurim, talks, whatever they are. And he says the following great word. And this is just to understand this lefnechem and the anuch. A man comes, Nebuch, a poor man comes to a rich man's house, and he knocks on the door. The rich man answers, and the rich man says, "No, what do you want?" He says, "I'm so poor. I haven't eaten in days. I'm begging you, just something to eat. I don't want money, just something to eat." "Something to eat? You want something to eat? Go get a job. Because this isn't some free house here where you get your food. I don't give food out to people." "Sir, you don't understand. I'm begging you. I have nothing. 3 days I haven't eaten." He goes, "I'm not giving you nothing." He says, "Okay." He realizes he's not getting anywhere with this rich man. He says, "Do me a favor. Can you just, I see you taking your garbage out anyway, this garbage. Can I take some food from the garbage?" "Yeah, food from the garbage, that's cool. We can put that on YouTube. I like that video." So he opens the trash and he finds a salty piece of fish and he's chalishing. He hasn't eaten anything in days. And he starts the fish, and you can imagine the fish makes him extremely thirsty, and he's looking at him. He's saying, "I need a drink, something." He says, "I'm not giving you a drink unless you find it in the garbage." And he collapses on the floor in the bottom. He's rushed to the hospital. The rich man wakes up in the morning and he says to his wife, "Honey, Hashem loves us. He puts mitzvahs right in front of us. Lefnechem. In front of us is the klal and anoichi and look what he did. Re'ei anoichi, see?" She says, "What do you mean?" She says, "Remember that man that fainted? Hashem gave me the mitzvah. I'm going to go do Bikur Cholim now. I'm going to do Bikur Cholim." She goes and he does Bikur Cholim. Next day he wakes up and he says, "Honey, re'ei anoichi. Hashem loves me. He loves us so much." He says, "What do you mean Hashem loves you? He's so happy." He says, "Remember that guy that got sick? Guess what? He died. Hashem put in front of me the mitzvah of Halval Sameis. I'm going to the Hovaya. Big mitzvah." He wakes up the next day. He's happy again. He says, "I'm going to do Nicham Avelim. I'm going to the Shiva house. Hashem loves us, Re'ah Meichi, look what he's doing. So what's the joke? The joke is, where's the Lefneichem? You idiot, if you would have given him food and sat him down, he would have never gotten sick, he would have never died, there would be no Nicham Avelim. Our lives have to surround that everything that I do is Ratzon Hashem, is what Hashem wants of us, and it's Lefneichem, and it's what is good for the cloud. I'm doing the right thing, and it's what people do, what people want, and makes sense. We should be zoicha to take these messages as we end the camp season. Am I doing the right thing? Sometimes brachas are klalos. Sometimes klalos are brachas. Hashem is always with you and doing it for you, doing what you do. You have to respond back to that and make sure that this is the right thing that you're doing, not just for yourself, but it's the right thing that you're doing for others, for all of the klal. So we start Rosh Chodesh Elul. On one hand, we have the concept of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Everybody likes to quote Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. So that's more of a personal thing. But, as Rav Goldwicht, used to see right in the back over there, as Rav Goldwicht points out, if you look at the koteris of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, based on the Zohar, the Arizal, right, the Arizal, says that Elul stands for Inu L'Yodu V'Samti Lach. Really, Elul stands for the mitzvah of, it's a mitzvah, it's in the Torah. If we kill somebody kills somebody by mistake, they have to run to Ir Miklot. What does it have to do with anything? Ir Miklot is not caring about other individuals. It's being careless in what we do. You might do all the mitzvahs in the world, but if you don't care about another individual, it's worthless. It should be so to take Elul as it comes to us with this message of doing the Ratzon Hashem with the klal and the Mitzvah Hashem giving Nachas Ruach to Hashem.